Hello, this is Father Mike Walker of Father Mike's Podcast, Father Mike's Bible Study Podcast, and the Catholic Combine, the pastor of St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Beaverton, Oregon. If you would like more information about the parish or the podcast, please feel free to email me at frmikewalker@gmail.com. And now, today's podcast.
I don't quite remember this, but I remember one time that someone was talking about this controversy about Jimmy Carter, who was the president, quite a while back. And apparently he said something about, when they asked him if he ever committed adultery or something like that, he said that he had lust in his heart. And for some weird reason, this became a national story. You know, like anything becomes a national story sometimes. And even then, I remember the first time I heard it that, well, what's the big deal about that? I mean, like, as everybody's had lust in their heart. I mean, it's kind of part of our human condition. Now, in a perfect world, we'd be like Adam and Eve in the garden and perfectly in union with God's will. But because we are part of the fallen world that has been redeemed, of course, but that doesn't mean we don't have the effects of the fallen world. There is lust on our hearts. And when Jesus is talking today about adultery, this is one of those teachings that goes back. You might remember a couple days ago when Jesus was talking about murder. And he says, "You have heard it said, do not kill. But what I say to you is do not have anger." And it's a similar thing because it's easy for people to think in their minds that, you know, I haven't killed anyone, so I'm good and God owes me heaven. Well, in the same way, you know, well, I haven't committed adultery, so I'm good. I'm going to heaven. Jesus kind of puts an ideal out there that he wants people to strive toward. Remember that impossible ideal. And so he says that you should not even have lust in your heart. You know, that you should be so singularly focused on your spouse that you don't have lust in your heart. You know, that's not even lust for other people. It might even be lust for your own wife or your own husband. The idea there is you're giving yourself to them in the purest and most sacred of ways. And of course, this, again, is a bit of an impossible ideal. So it's not just don't commit adultery, but it's love as much as you possibly can and give yourself over to them sacrificially and selflessly. And when you do that perfectly, you're good. Well, of course, that's hard, right? And that's the point, though. We want to keep moving toward that ideal. And Jesus is trying to get the people away from the idea of, you know, well, just don't commit adultery and you're good, to, you know, why don't we try to strive for that ideal that God wants for us? Because even if we don't reach it in a perfect way, but maybe we're moving in the right direction. And that is kind of the point. Also, just real briefly on that first reading that we heard from Kings, is that you've got Elijah that, remember just a few days ago when there were the prophets of Baal, and then it's like all the people were going along with the pagan Baal, and then Elijah says, we'll have a contest to see which God is real. And then, of course, the God of Israel, the true God, comes down and consumes the fire and shows his mighty works, and then they kill all the prophets of Baal. And you'd be thinking that Elijah would be riding high, but instead, he actually gets afraid of the king, Ahab, because Ahab's upset because all these prophets were killed from his wife, Jezebel. And so he's coming after Elijah to kill him. And so Elijah goes off and hides, and he goes down to Mount Sinai. And you may have noticed that sometimes Horeb is used and sometimes Sinai is used, but it's the same mountain. There are two language traditions there. But anyway, he's there at Mount Horeb or Sinai, and he's hiding out. But then God reveals that he's going to see him. He's going to visit him. He's going to reveal himself to him. And as he's there, notice it wasn't in the earthquake, it wasn't in the hurricane, and it was just a small little voice, this wind that goes by. And I think that's a great thing to keep in mind, that sometimes we look for God in the spectacular. You know, well, okay, God, speak to me. I want lightning and I want thunder. And in our mind, we think that that's how God speaks. But actually, he speaks in the stillness, and he speaks in the quiet, he speaks in the deepest recesses of our heart. And so that's why it's important for us as people of prayer to have that quiet time where God can reveal himself in his gentle and quiet ways. Because remember that God doesn't show off. Even Jesus in his humility was one who demonstrated his greatness by his humility. And so since God speaks to us in those kinds of ways, we can listen to him in prayer if we look for him in those quiet and still and gentle ways rather than the big and the spectacular ways that if human beings were God, that's probably what they would do. So anyway, just a couple things to keep in mind. We want to strive to the ideal that God sets before us, and then remember to look for him in those still and quiet and gentle and humble ways.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. May God bless you and be with you as you live out your faith and serve the Lord this week.